everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, it's Benna.
And it's Oinda.
And you're listening
to Banta with Emma. Yes.
First of all, disclaimer, I have a cold. Or do I?
You actually don't sound that bad, honestly.
I don't know what it is at this point, but
you don't sound, it doesn't sound, it could be worse.
Yeah. It was worse.
Yes.
So I might sneeze here and there. So, funny thing is, I had a cold at the beginning of the second season. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Don't record it in your house.
It's just like, at this point, it's just part of the...
I don't know.
But yeah. How was your week? Apart from your cold.
In fact, let me talk about my last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So school started last week.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Thank God, like, Wednesday was, like, faculty day. So, I didn't have class. So, it was like, okay, I got thrown into it, but there was a break in between. So, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
And I had a cold. I was sick. Like, I was actually not feeling well. Like, it's this thing. I was going to tell you the other day that I finally slept breathing through my nose. That's to tell you how serious.
It was serious.
It was serious. Like, even now, I'm not even, you know, it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Side note, I can't open a pharmacy with the amount of things I bought. There's just I'm not bought. And what I said, I should go and buy Brastamo. I should go and buy Lemps. I should go and buy this hospital.
As much as I told you to do ginger and something, I'll be all those.
She said she mentioned it now.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I had COVID in 2021. I've seen this too. My mom actually video called me and was watching me do ginger and something.
I'm so good. All those, their WhatsApp recipes. Oh,
like, please, like, actually, please, please.
My mother said that. I was just like, they play. I'm so sorry. Love you, babe. Love you to the end. I'm back, mom. But ain't no way.
Like, she was actually getting on video to make sure that I have actually, because even she knows that under no circumstances.
That's it. Are you gonna do?
I'm not going to do any of those things. Anyways, so yeah, that was last week. This week, I also have a test. Today, but my teacher canceled the class this morning. Like, I didn't even know if I should be upset, if I should be happy.
I don't know what to tell you.
Cause like, okay, so now we're not doing the test this week. You're not pushing the test. So next week I might have to. Even if it's not next week, a week will come that I will have to.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So okay, so am I supposed to be smiling and happy with you? Sorry, you're sick. You know. May the Lord heal her and all, but like a replacement perhaps. I don't know. Yeah. It's very inconvenient. I'm sorry not to even start, but it's like we're already prepared. I've been studying for this test and it's not easy. It's hard.
Big ups to you for studying.
Like, what is like also yesterday. I was in anatomy and I just randomly just came to the realization that all these things that this woman is saying, I actually have to remember them long term.
Yeah.
Like, in order not to unalive somebody, which is crazy because, because all my life, I've literally been prepared for exams. Like, and so what she's asking was, like, she was asking all stuff that we've actually done before and I had no clue. Like, some things I'll be able to, you know, when like something is familiar.
Yeah,
like you're like, oh,
it's like, oh, okay,
yeah, something but... like, so maybe like you have an idea sometimes, like maybe you should ask a question, I'll have like the answer, but I'm not sure. Always, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this, that kind of thing. Like, I'm actually supposed to 100% know this. Like, yesterday, I'm just like, bro,
what do you mean? What do you
long term, like, as in, because that's literally my career, what I'm going to do, and that scares me,
yeah.
Because what do you mean? I have to know all this. Oh, God. Anyways, well, I have another test tomorrow. That one should not fall sick or something, please. Like, let's actually behave. I have another one tomorrow. Also, I have like 1 million orders. I have a business. We already established this.
Yes.
I have. Oh, Ida, you won't believe.
How many did you take?
Charity. You know you can't. Yeah. Let me explain how I got into this situation.
Okay.
So, one person contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
one person contacted me. No, actually, let me not. No. So basically, one person I'm owing him money. I hate that owing somebody money thing, right? We thank the Lord I have an account. I have an account now, by the way. Yeah, anyway. So that whole thing of, oh, the person will not give you cash then. Because the person gave me cash last time, I didn't have change. So I was like, okay, maybe like next time, he will not place another order. I will not use the money. You get?
Yeah.
So that one was kind of like on my neck. That one was like, even when I told him, when he contacted me last week, when I told him that, oh, like, you know, the following week, he was like, he has not eaten since the last order. I'm like, like, so that was that one. There's another person. That one, like, I had like two other people that were literally waiting for me, like to open. So this is three people now. Only one person actually ordered like in the like making it four.
Okay.
And I speak to you now, and I have to do an order this night because tomorrow I have classes till 3, and I can't possibly start working by 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Like yeah. So I'll do it this night, and. Try to leave it and leave like my window open so that I don't think it's a spoil, sir. Sincerely,
yeah,
it won't spoil. This is collecting it tomorrow morning, it's not gonna,
okay,
yeah, it won't spoil.
I can't last till the night, surely.
And then, yes, I'll do this. And it's only plenty, eh? It's plenty. Then, when after that, I now have to do on Saturday. So, what I want to do is I want to do his own today, right? Then, tomorrow, I will bake.
Okay,
that's an annoying thing. Like, I have to bake and cook, so annoying. Anyways, I'll bake tomorrow.
I think you're going to do less of that, though. No,
I did.
I feel like you mentioned,
I think I was referring to cakes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
cakes are so messy. Like, if you see, you need to see my kitchen after baking a cake, so I want to bake tomorrow. Then,
okay,
his own baking is meat pie. Then I'll now cook like the other meals on Saturday and then deliver on Saturday. I still have to study on Saturday, by the way. No studying for me tomorrow, but I have to study on Saturday because Saturday I can't waste. Yeah, so I have to be up early, finish the orders, and they should better come and collect. I don't even have time for rubbish. Anyways, moving on. No, I'm not stressing anybody. Sorry, I've changed. Yeah, they have to come and collect. Like it. They have to start come early on Saturday to collect the order so that I can do other things with my life. Do you get? Yeah. I actually have, I've been staying meal prepping for Saturday. That's to tell you how, like,
how serious it is.
Yeah, like, it has to be done on time. I don't want anything to disrupt anything. Also, I did tell you about my PE. Pammy, no, you haven't spoken.
Yeah.
So basically, PE, I chose. Yoga initially because obvious reasons. I chose yoga. Yoga is now on Tuesday evening with physiology, and I'm like, so I obviously can't do yoga. So now I have to choose athletics because that was the only one that wasn't clashing. Just for athletics to be one far place like that, I'm like, no way. So I now change to running. I'm running. Ugh.
Why would you choose anyway?
Because like that's only available on.
Do you have to do like a minimum? So for us, you have to do 3 semesters of PE. How many do people have to do?
I mean, I don't know. Do you know that like, someone has asked me how many credits I need to graduate, and I have no idea. But I will say that I am up to date. Like as in
okay, I as you are, Asha.
Like I'm doing every course. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You get what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. So that's I'm just moving on vibes.
Yeah,
I'm not in the same to do elective. I'll do elective. Do you get that kind of thing?
Okay.
Yeah, and obviously I'm doing all the courses, so I don't think it should be much of an issue.
Okay.
Moving on. So I chose running, and I don't want to do running because I chose running because it's close to my house. Like, I can easily go there. I know, but I sincerely from my heart of heart, I don't want to run. So this week, the yoga lady said she can make time for us on Friday. We thank the Lord Jesus Almighty for his goodness and mercies. So she said she does with Hungarian students on Friday morning. So she can make space for us on Friday morning. So
okay.
Yeah, the way I called everybody that I know to tell them that, you guys, there's space in yoga. So that because like, and another thing is, after yoga, like an hour after, sorry, after PE, an hour after, I have a class. So if I was doing running, I have to come home.
Yeah, yeah, so hour.
you know, it's like, oh, beg. So just life is just easier that way. Yoga place never far like that. Do you get? I can walk if I want to, but anyway. But if I want to walk, I can walk. So yeah, I guess that's it. If I remember anything else that's important, I will mention it. So how
my last 2 weeks, I would say that first complaint, this would not do welcome at all, and it's not good. You did, which we didn't welcome me. Did we say, welcome to new year? First few lectures, we're already wearing. So I said, I should bring lab coats. I said, lab coats in the first week. We actually didn't use it, by the way. So I don't know why they told me to do that. But anyway, we already started doing so many serious lectures. I was just like, what's going? First class. They actually started learning. Anyway, I skipped down because I overslept. Anyway, moving on. I was just like, why are we so serious? Why are you people? Let me settle in. Second of all, I was complaining about my pathology class. The smell, Mena. The smell.
Well, I dear.
The smell. Like, I thought I was just a throw up. It's actually so bad. Like, this is going to sound very strange, but just, I don't suppose you remember if you're listening, I'm a medical student. The smell of old dead bodies is actually better than the smell of new ones. This is the same thing I would say. Formaldehyde. I promise you, I'll take formaldehyde any day, that preservative, any day over the smell of a fresh one. Oh, especially, anyway, but we're doing like autopsies now and stuff. I guess it's really cool. I will say that third year is like, the subjects are like more interesting. I feel like teachers are better. Total literacy, anatomy department. Anyway, like, teachers are better. I've actually been attending lectures, which is like a first for me. I don't know how long that's going to last because attending lectures is so tiring. No, it's not even like going, it's actually so tiring. Every time I come home, I just want to collapse. Like, I don't have energy to do anything else. I remember one time I came back home, I just said, let me lie down. Well, that's how I slept off. Like, I could not get up for the life of me. So, yeah, that's not fun. But we're doing this thing called basic surgical techniques. It's really so cool. I know how to do a suture. I know how to do a suture. I can sew something. I can do a knot. So I can sew. So yeah, that's like one of the highlights. Then this school, I was complaining again. They don't reply emails. It's very annoying. Like, why am I begging you? So basically, they offered research opportunity and I said, oh, let me join. See me begging these people. Why am I? God, you want that? If you're interested, I'm now begging you. I sent the email twice. Can you imagine? And after sending it twice, it took them like 3 days to not respond to me. I just had the audacity to send me like a whole ass form. That's my motivation letter, Omena. I'm like, but you're the one that said that you want me to join. I don't know why you're stressing me like this. Anyway, I've sent it. I'm the answer, Michelle. So, yeah.
Speaking of, like, slightly related to what you said, right? This semester is interesting, I can't lie. It's like, yeah, it's just more interesting, more practically and stuff. Like, who knew that there are ways to stand?
Oh, yes, you
were. I was showing you guys the other day, like, who knew? Like, there was, it's actually so much fun. Like, I had a class on Monday, and the teacher was so, when we had it last week, it was so boring. Like, I was like, why am I here? And on my first day of school, like, I was just upset, like, you know, the anger. Yeah. And then, like, this week, I was ready to not pay attention, but, like, it was interesting, like, practical things, you know, things that I feel like I would, like, look back one day. I remember that, oh, yeah, you know, I need this, you know. It's so much fun, or so much more interesting. There's one dry-ass course that we're doing, by the way. It's called Training, Theory of Training. People, please, this woman, let me go, man. Last week,
that
I was not even class. We're standing outside the building, by the way. You want to say that we're going to one mountain place like that? That's why we're not there climbing. No, in that nothing less than 30 minutes per walk. We were climbing. We now got the chance to all of us now. The chance to tell us about aerobics. I'm like, babe,
so good. So when you climb mountain,
she said, "There's a next time we should come with our sports shoes." I'm like, sis.
I'm please don't. So good.
Like, I get it, but like, I personally feel like I should be the one going through all of this? I must say, patient.
She said you should be fit. She said, okay, you be physiotherapist if you're not fit.
Like, no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be fit, though, but why do I have to be fit? Do you understand? Like,
she said, as a physiotherapist.
Why can't other people be fit? Like,
okay, I can help others to be fit. You have to be fit.
Without making me fit.
He said, no, it's not possible. I'm actually so good. That's so funny.
The other day, she was telling us about one sport. I'm like, sister. Like, as in, very boring.
Oh,
like,
I can't emphasize
how boring.
I'm so good.
Like, I can't even read nothing. Like, I found out that there's an exam on this course. Let's understand. There's an exam at the end of the semester. I'm
oh,
like,
bro. I remember
something. How do you expect me to study for this? Ah.
Hey. It's true. You reminded me. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to yoga. Shout out to yoga as a sport. I love it so much. I had my first yoga class today. You don't sweat. You just, it's very relaxing. For like 15 minutes at the end, we just lie down and basically sleep. That's beautiful.
That's what I love. Really,
I love yoga so much. I love
it. I'm having yoga tomorrow.
Yeah. Also, I have to fight that. I say you will not kick me out because basically, for us, if you register, there's like limited seats, but then apparently, you can go to the sports person and go and beg, and then they will now add you to the course. That's how we now went to first week. We just start to see people spawning. So many of them. I say, for what? Now they're giving preference to people who were like 14 and 15. I say, sorry to you, but me, I went to this woman's office and got collect form. That's not my personal problem. I don't care that. Why didn't you make use of your time? Not even sound like a witch, but like, you had like 12 semesters. I'm so sorry. Just saying.
Fair enough, Sha.
I'm so sorry, but like, anyway, I was like, me, I went to that woman's office. So I walked. You know how far I got started? I went to her office. I just got filled the form ahead of time. You now come. You now give you space over me. Anyway. Thank God that everybody said to use their common sense and they put me in yoga. So, yeah. Oh, the other
friend. Yeah, I'm back in the gym.
Oh, yeah, you said so.
It's going well.
Love that for you. Then, complaining about useless courses. There's this one called medical. Okay, let me not call this useless. It will. Anyway, medical anthropology. Why are you stressing my life? Why am I right? I'm going to do present.
It's very ancient of this.
I'm going to do presentation. I'm still going to write exam. Like, free me now. Come on. I can't do presentation. Can we move on? Like, who are you stressing me? Anyway, the funniest thing happened. So we have four, because it's every 2 weeks. So basically, we're going to have seven occasions, yeah? So out of the seven, they have four for presentation now. That's how survival of the fittest. People were fighting because the last one is basically on week 14 and it's like in a way I only have one absence and everybody goes to the absence for week 14. I mean, yeah, because week 14 is full for us anyway. That's how. So it was basically 8, 10, 12, 14. So I had to pick your presentation week as per the first class. I was like, give us time now. Can't we do this? I say, no, we have to do this now. Anyway, so first week 8 went. That's first week. First time. Week 10 came. Everybody raised up their hand. I said, talk. Anyway, it was like a whole issue. Me, I just said, I told my friend, because we're doing it in a group. I said, let's pick 12, JJ. Let's just pick 12. Because you see, this 10 and 14, it's not... there'll be a lot of issues. I think let's just pick 12. We can do the presentation beforehand and we'll go. Thank God for wisdom. Mena, thank God for what? Wisdom. Do you know how many people were fighting for that week 10? Like, and basically it was supposed to be seven people. Like, 14 people were now fighting for week 10 and week 14. Me, I just said, excuse me, sir. Week 12, thank you. I wrote my name, man. I went for ice cream. The rest of them were there fighting for what? For week 10. And at the end of the day, the people had to do week 14. Just saying that. I just want to thank God for what? For wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out. I feel so bad for them, to be honest. But anyway, things were really tense. So they stayed there for 30 minutes.
On top, sometimes I don't have like that. I'll say something back. I can't say it on the pod. Off the pod. There was one thing we did last week, Sha. The man made us select groups and people were doing as if, like,
Yeah.
It's just that select, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Literally.
But I guess why nobody wanted to do it for team, because before team is our most, it's our busiest week.
Yeah.
Like, we have so many things. Like, honestly, like, why can't we just. Anyway, my own is thank God for wisdom, because I just knew that the fights would be serious, and I was like, I don't have the stress for that. And what did I fight to? Well, I was having ice cream. I had the time of my life. So, yeah, that's how my week has
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I really feel bad for them, Sha. Sorry, Mele. God, so again, just do it beforehand. But like, even week 14, like, nobody's going to be there, Sha. Everybody's going to be there. I feel like that's good in a way. It's just this, Sha. You don't have to present for anybody. I don't know. Anyway, me, I wouldn't choose this, Sha. So, yeah. Anyway, that's my week so far. But yeah, if there's anything, I don't think. Say anything. No.
If I remember, Sha, I'll just add if there's anything for me.
Oh, random. Sorry. I remember something. So, people who edit videos, like, I really respect you. I really support your hustle. So, I just started a YouTube channel. It's called Fiction Over Reality. I do.
Fiction Over Reality. We're going to include in the show notes.
Yes. Editing is hard. Editing is really hard. Even figuring out, I've made so many mistakes. But you know what? I'm proud of my humble beginnings, okay? I'm proud of it. But the way, I don't know, I've learned so much. Just, so yeah, shouting out to myself. Self-promo is actually very cringy and very hard for me, but I will do it. I must do it. Because, yeah. Anyway, just to say that editing videos are actually really hard. And to all your YouTubers out there,
we are trying.
Yeah. I think that's it. So we can get into it now. Which one do you want to start with?
What are we starting? I think we start with the headies.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, we spoke about how the headies was coming up and
stuff.
The headies happened last week. To be honest, I slept off. Normally I'll be awake, cool, but I slept off a bit because
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
It's American time, so
I feel like we've spoken about. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody made a point. The person said that the market is the diaspora.
Okay.
And you get. And I see where you're coming from, but I still don't agree with it.
Yeah, like,
you're like, I guess my face is quite great, but that doesn't mean
you have to,
you know,
so your market, even your market being diaspora, I still, anyway, moving on.
Let me just quickly just go through the winners list. Odumodu Black, my favorite one. Best rap single for Declan Rice. Best male vocal performance, Wandeko. I don't agree with that, but moving on. Best female vocal performance, Waje In Between. Okay. Not too mad at that. Best alternative, Wizard Chan. Earth don't Song. I've not heard of that though. Best video director, Director K. For Calm Down, if you insist.
Freeman won plenty, Sha. Anyway.
Moving on. Best rapper, album, Young Preacher.
Okay.
Lyricist. What did we do this now?
Paper. Okay. I'm so sorry. I just.
You know, this producer of the year deeply offended me. Not because the song wasn't like good, but just like the other people in the country. I think
that way, there's like.
Stop now.
Chelsea, come on now.
Okay. And the person of the year, they say it's Rexy. Okay. Mels Millard is Rema for Calm Down, if you insist. Rookie of the Year, Odumodu Black. See, this is what I like. Did I didn't vote for him. I voted for Gucci. Was it Gucci? Abi Fave. I think it was Gucci.
I think so.
I think it was Gucci. In the name of Gucci, supporting women. But deep in my heart, I love Odumodu. So,
yeah.
Happy he won. Apparently, he won a house of.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Which is nice. Best inspirational song, Eze Bube, Neona Dejo.
This is not what you wanted. But, oh, okay.
Yeah, happy for him. Afrobeat single, last, yeah. Special recognition, Sam Sultan. Digital artist, Rema. I agree with this. Street hip-hop, Shay Vibes. I think I predicted Shay Vibes was going to win street hip-hop.
Makes sense, Cham. I mean.
Next rated, Asake, obviously. Album of the year, Mr. Money with the Vibe, if you insist. Song of the year.
I knew this one would offend you when I saw.
No, because I know, like, let's actually be so fucking for real. Like, what do you mean?
I did this one with the people. I didn't see this list. I just did that this one. Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Song of the year, last Burna Boy. Best collaboration, who's your guy? See, that song makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Who is your guy?
It's a good.
I'm not mad at you, but
it's like, yeah,
curated. I don't know. I'm not so fancy. Moving on. Best African artist, Rema, if you insist. West African artist of the year, Black Sherif. Okay. North African. I don't even know this person. East African, Diamond Platnumz. We predicted that. Central Africa, Libyanka. We predicted that. South Africa, Focalistic. We predicted that. Best R&B album.
Oh, your fave.
The Brothers Keeper by Chike. Come on. Viewer's choice. So wait till my victory. If you insist. International Artist of the Year, Selena. Recording of the Year. Okay.
I don't remember what was.
No, but I can't remember the songs, but Soweto.
I did like it though, but anyway, I don't remember the songs that
were on. Like, I definitely know that I didn't choose this when I was predicting.
Yeah, but I do like
it. Best Male Artist, Ira. Not mad at it. Hall of Fame, I don't know you. Songwriter. Simi.
God's favorite, what you
do. So cool. Yeah. Anyway,
follow your
best alternative album, Bagada Express Budge. Best R&B single for my hand. If you insist.
Yeah.
Please, can we speak on how they did not give Ira her award?
Like that?
I
don't know.
So, you know what? Yeah. You know something about the headies, right? I think people just don't care. And I'm not going. I'm like, if she wasn't there, then I don't see why she had been announced. I don't know if you see my point. Cause you know they collect it now. Is it just me that's thinking this way? I don't know. I don't know if she was there then, and then you call that's going to be an issue. We're not sure, but if she wasn't. Why didn't I call like Jiggets? So what would
happen? And people used to collect
on your behalf or
but people used to collect on behalf. I don't know. I just think that female artists.
So but I heard that there's a bunch of awards that they announced. So there was even a whole list.
Yeah. Best female artist, best recording of the year. I think there are some awards that is it just me that I didn't think
maybe they were not
awards.
There.
These ones are big awards now. I don't think there are not ones that you just
maybe people are not there.
Maybe, but for some of these on
the there was an agenda like about like obviously she being a woman, I know. But like if I look at this list, the two women there, there's a list of, let me count how many awards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 awards were not presented. Out of 13, two were women. That means it's not like directed at women in particular. Do you get? Maybe they were not there.
Maybe.
Let's if they were there, that's like I kind of present award when like what's your excuse? But if they were not there,
maybe that's
why another person will not come. So maybe that was the reason behind it. I don't
know. Maybe they have enough time.
Yeah.
Or maybe place that day. I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought okay, I was going to say that, but like if but some of the ones that are like best recording of the year, I don't think that's something that ordinarily they would not present. I just feel that's quite a big.
Then maybe the person was not there.
Probably,
Because see, now international.
Okay, writer,
international yeah, clearly. Tena Gomez will not come and collect award. Best alternative. Sorry to say, but flight tickets are expensive. Jokes aside.
Flight why are you doing
expensive? Especially from Nigeria. He's expensive.
To the Hamka. So how
much can you pay for that flight ticket? That big, exactly. Flight ticket expensive. Even if you did it in Lagos, safe at least highest. Maybe people from Abuja or other states can find a way to share money and buy tickets.
Again, why are we doing it in America? Explain it to me.
That's the question.
The America, just like I don't get it. There's no. It's the market a lot. It will never make sense to me. I'm so sorry. Why? Yeah. But anyway, moving on.
Okay, secondly, Big Brother Niger, I wanted to clarify something. Okay. You know, in the last episode, I was like, you people should leave Shay. I said that's people do it too much when it came to Shay. And Shay made the wildest statements on the show, which I don't even want to say. But anyway, he did. And I was like, oh my God, he deserves every single thing, every drag that he's getting. He actually deserves it. And then he went on to apologize. And I was like, yeah, okay, please forgive him. He then came out of the show and started saying that we are doing so much, that we are exaggerating.
Okay.
I just said that anything you want to do, good luck.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Some people, you know, it's just like you actually, you know what?
You can't even be them.
Because... You actually deserve it. You should. Yeah.
Anywho.
I just even feel like, why were you, why?
Your toddler.
I feel like you know. And was it supposed to be like, you know when you're being controlled? I just feel like, you know. And so is it like you were trying to troll or...
Only they're trying to troll, and there are different ways to... Not this, jiggit.
Yeah, because I just feel like some statements some people make, I was like, you, there's no way you do not know that this thing will not be, this thing will not go by well, jiggit. So I was like, what's the angle? But anyway.
Anywho.
Best of luck to you.
Today, I was speaking to my friend, and I just really said I don't like being from Nigeria. Just like a bunch of stuff have happened,
yeah,
on the internet space in the past few months, and now, and like I just don't like. As in, it's scary.
It's really bad, though. So
like I don't like. Oh God. Hey, I don't know if you spoke of. I feel like I don't know if you spoke about the guy that killed his girlfriend. Did you speak about
on him? The podcast? No.
Okay, maybe not on the podcast.
No. No, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. I don't think so.
So someone killed his girlfriend and ran away. So they found the girl in his house. He had run away and stuff. He came out on the internet to confess to killing her and saying you turn himself in. One thing that pissed me off about what he said was like, woman has finally killed you. I'm like, babes, have you okay?
Actually, get out
of this place. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, this happened in July. It's currently September, and
nothing.
Someone even said they saw him in the club last week abroad. And today he was still writing a lot. I'll leave it to you.
Do you know what? How do I even say this thing in a coherent manner, because honestly it's not making sense. So he now said should be the thing was he used her for the current this thing that was there, it was for money return now.
Yeah,
that was the current this thing. He now came and said that thing the girl's mother, she's saying apparently the girl's mother is a pastor. Mm-hmm. He now said that saying the secret something that she's lying against him. Do you know my thing? Sorry, before I go into it, all these things that you're saying, you still kill somebody.
Literally.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's bad for you. You took a human life. And that came in. I said that there was a secret between her and her mother. And that she was cheating on him. That she was pimping out her daughter. Something about sex tips with three other men. And he now said that, he now came and said that she was violent. He now put one video, apparently she stabbed him. I didn't even watch the video, like, fully, so I don't know. I don't even think you could really guess what was happening. He now said that, so he now said, oh yeah, why didn't you leave? He now said, every time that the mother was blackmailing him with something. Like, you know, do you know what? If you read it, it didn't make a lot of sense. Like, it was just like, there's no coherent something. And at the end of the day, even if there was any coherence, you stick with somebody. Like, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to feel bad for you. Like, I don't understand. And it's the fact that he's not in prison. Do you know what's pissing me off? He's not fucking prison. He's still on the internet saying rubbish. That's what's annoying me.
Keep quiet. He must make sure that
he's quiet. Bro. He's not like he's the victim. And I'm just like, bro, you killed somebody. How are you delusional enough to think that you're a victim? I'm like, in what world? Somebody that's supposed to be on trial, if at all.
It can like Nigeria, like people actually like you can actually do anything and just like
get it. Someone should be languishing in Kirikiri, someone should be suffering. It's talking,
eating strong beans.
Do you guess? Someone be suffering. He come here and this head is saying that the mother is a It's how it did not even make sense. I just like, I can't believe they're actually trying to spin a victim narrative. Like, I'm so sorry. That's actually wild to me that you think that you killed somebody and you still think that you're a victim.
How are you still talking?
No, but how are you a victim? In what world? Like, how?
What a bit.
He doesn't say she's spinning the narrative that he killed, but that the police did this thing. Do you know what his fact that I said? I'm so, this actually can, it's not funny, but like, it's just wild. So he said police did autopsy. So that means they know the cause of death. Like, as part, this is, but you're not in prison. But they've done autopsy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. I think he even said it was okay. This is the beginning. He said that it was a how did people say it to like from the whole beginning? He has just really been painting himself as a victim, and that's just really disgusting to me.
That he's not going to allow a story that is not true to be. I say,
like, actually, get out. It's even from first. The beginning, from the first this thing now, it's like, oh, like he just really like he really tried to come across as a victim. I'm just like, wow. Anyway, yeah.
This
is our country. But,
Anyway, I'm not Nigerian, so shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all, and good luck to y'all.
Then our music industry, too.
Good. Also, you know, I want us to be very careful with this topic.
Yeah,
we need to be careful with this topic. But, unfortunately, Mobad died 2 days ago. Yeah. Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Okay.
It was Tuesday, the 12th of September 2023. Yeah. He died. And just a bunch of stuff. That's scary things as well.
I think we should just say allegedly for everything.
Yeah, allegedly, because
that's how we say
it. I was not there.
That's what you're saying. That's what allegedly.
But what is clear is that he was unsafe.
It was definitely not a safe working environment.
Yeah, at all. That is labor. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys know Mobad, the guy that sang Kopoke. You know it's not going there.
Yes, I do.
You know,
please.
That's what I should answer. He has another song that I still feel good. Emi Amageto. So it was like a trenches or this these street artists. Yeah. So that's the kind of artist he was. He was on Malian record label. A record label owned by
Naramali
Yahoo Boy. Am I a Yahoo Boy? Like, you know that song now?
Hello.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. It was the first time Mobad came out, I think it was last year. Was it last year?
Huh. I actually remember seeing something. It was last I don't remember year, when.
Or maybe late 2021, but I feel like it was last year.
Probably.
Maybe anyways, he came out year. And said that all the music he was making, he was not seeing any money, Sha. So basically, he was not losing any money from the music. Like, he was making music and no royalties. And he just felt like he was wasting his time. And it was a whole thing. And conveniently, this is so funny, NDLEA now came after him the following day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they arrested him. Somebody sent men to beat him up. It was a whole thing.
Yeah,
he was bleeding. Him, I said, if he doesn't survive, that we should hold the person that we just mentioned that owns the label, we should hold him accountable and stuff. And but like that passed, I think he ended up becoming independent, like as an artist. Started doing his own thing. I think this Omogeto song self, it came out after he left the label, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
I shall know. Anyway, you understand? Yeah, so that was it. So at the time that he made that video saying, oh, if anything happens to him, the person he blamed for this is the person you say we should blame. Mm. Now said that he was high and should not listen to anything he's saying and all. So yeah. He has been under attack. Allegedly by this said person. Yeah. You know, is this that music video one? It shocked me. Is it came for me?
My sister.
Is it came for me?
My sister. I say, is this how we do? Yeah, so basically, like, a lot of videos have
like, coming out. So, like, for context, he was in a video shoot with Zlatan, and then someone now entered. Who is this guy's close friend? The person that, you know, you guys know the person, please, that I'm not gonna, yeah. His close friend, sir. With Koboko, with Kate. As Zlatan literally had to block him, man. He seemed like...
Yeah, very, like, he
seemed like, well, I cannot fight. Do you understand? Yeah. That's the energy he gave me. Like, there's no more wahala. Like, can you actually leave him alone?
Yeah.
You know, that's how he seemed to me. You know, they were... The guy was really... Even, he put out the... He wrote a report. Is it a report they call it now? Petition. And like, obviously, like,
yeah, his life
was being threatened. And obviously, like... No one listened.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy. Like...
It's really sad, though.
Huh.
And I saw something. I don't know if you saw this. Allegedly, in that record label, it's apparently they used to drug their... Just, you know. I even saw that one, too. I said, ah. I think somebody on that label, I'm not sure, that came out and was saying, like, tweeting a whole bunch of stuff. He was tweeting a bunch of stuff, and I said,
The particular artist in that label that I'm sorry to say, but it looks like it doesn't since when we first knew him. no growth.
Yeah.
No, like, you know the person I'm talking about.
No, which one is particular?
On WhatsApp. Yipa, I'm sorry. It's just that let's not gonna say the one we're not supposed to say. That's why.
Avoid problems.
That's why we're not even saying much.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
I've seen.
Like, ever, yeah. No improvement. Like, and, like, the guy is a good, like, he has.
He's actually a, yeah.
So, it's like,
What's happening here?
What's happening? You know, all he said was that he wanted to leave. Like, you know, I'm fair enough. Mm-hmm. How can I be working? I'm not seeing, okay, he's not blowing. He's blowing.
You get. Like, it's not do or die now.
And that's another thing, you people. I think a lot of people don't know what they are getting into.
That record label something. Yes. When you are signing contract.
A lot of people don't know what they are getting into. People just see that, I want to, like, I want to make money. I want people to know me.
They take advantage of people. Like, train you. They do take advantage. It's a whole thing, though.
And I said that some people are also very desperate to, you know.
And now when you're desperate, you're easy to take advantage of now. Because I don't care. I just want to, you know. So you won't even think that, should I get a lawyer? Should somebody read this? You just go and sign.
Anyway, his family said he's finally at peace. That was the statement they put on his official
Instagram. Yeah.
Finally at peace.
I didn't understand. Apparently, he was buried without his family there or something like that. I was very confused by that angle. I don't know if I misunderstood.
So they said his wife said that she should carry out autopsy ahead. They said no. His father said no. Because they literally buried him the following day, barely 24 hours.
Yeah, that's why. So I saw that and I was...
No autopsy can be carried out. My sister, I don't know. Some people even allege that your wife was working with said person. So, I saw another
that she was motivating him, but that apparently he actually tried to commit suicide one time. But
yeah. So I saw that
video. She was. Guy
said, that she stopped him. I don't know. I just seen a bunch of stuff. But please, can we leave that woman alone? She has a 5-month-old baby.
Yeah, like.
So, like, can you actually, if you want to help her, support her, like, financially?
Yeah.
Just leave her, like, she's.
And imagine the law again.
She's just 24, and she's already a widow.
Yeah, that's the baby. Yeah. But it's really crazy. I hope that this situation shall, like, honestly, rest in peace, but like, will open people's eyes and let people know what they're getting to do. And said person that we have not refused to mention seems to have power in high places.
MDLA ambassador. They play.
That's, I'm so sorry. That's the funniest thing ever. I saw it and I started laughing. Because that's actually a be so fucking for real right now. You are actually, that's a joke. I'm so sorry. That's the funniest thing ever. It's hilarious. Like I said, I started laughing. That's all I was saying, Sha. It's really, it's just a very amusing country. Don't you agree?
Funny so,
since you actually can't just be angry, you just be like, wow. Yeah. And we rest in peace. And I just hope that this opens people's eyes to be more careful in what they're getting into. And like, this really puts an eye on the music industry and what may be going on in the corners. Maybe what things will come to light, I hope.
And how all that it has ain't gold.
It's really not so.
Also, you know, my faves are pregnant.
Which ones?
I'm so happy. Stan and his wife.
Oh, anyway, you said you predicted.
I predict 10, by the way. But she looks pregnant, now, let's be honest.
But do you see, pregnant. I also say something.
But I didn't
see how you thought it, page to comment. But you did go to the Instagram page and got a comment. Thank
please
you.
Let's do better.
Don't be, it's very somehow. Keep quiet.
Yeah, keep
if
quiet.
If you think it's cute, I think you can just keep it to yourself. And you can have your own internal, you know, you can be, like now, see when I was happy, I predicted it and I was right. You get. You don't have to go to the Instagram. It's actually, it's okay.
I say, oh, I can see. Congratulations. What do you mean? Like,
she like somebody
asked. Someone asked. Like,
keep quiet.
I should have been swing girls.
Really? Oh, that's cute.
And it's not like that's what she wanted. Like, I'm just so happy for them. Like, this pregnant, I'm so happy for them. Like, yeah. The exact thing that they wanted, exact thing they're getting.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them.
Puppy. Love that for them.
Yeah. Also, you guys, so I was on a podcast last week.
Yeah.
It's called, oh, wait, before we continue, I sent something on your WhatsApp.
Okay. Yeah.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's funny that you should actually this thing. Cause
that's wait, wait, no, go.
Later.
Yeah, later. So I was on a podcast last week. I think it's called the Japa Podcast or just Japa Podcast. Let me confirm.
Let me check.
The name. We'll put this thing in the show notes.
Yeah.
The link to the episode.
Yeah, it's just Japa Podcast.
Okay, Japa Podcast. It was so good. It was so much fun to record as well. I was tired as hell, but we recorded it anyways. Have you listened to it?
Yes, I literally told you before we started that I did listen.
What did you think?
Yeah, I think it was a really funny episode. Okay, I already told me about Tech Fagan. There was a part where Mela was talking about the podcast and why she did it and why we're keeping our audience to Nigeria. And Mela was just like, because you know, no matter where we go, like. Well, it's, I don't know, have like it just makes more sense. It's logical for us to focus our this on Nigeria. I personally thought that Mela would say something like it connects her back to Nigeria. It helps her feel connected. I mean, I was just like, no, it can't be that serious. That was funny. Yeah. Anyway, but it was really interesting. It was really, yeah. I really like the fact that that's there. Like, I really like the idea of the podcast, like people's Nigeria's experiences in diaspora. I think that can really help people. Like, especially said in the podcast, like how, you know, it can serve as like other people who are planning to go abroad. Yeah. Having that can really give them like perspective on like exactly what to expect, you know, even give them hope, you know, encourage them, help them mentally prepare for what they need to deal with. So, yeah, I think that's a really good. Yeah, you guys should listen to the podcast.
I like that he did his research as well. I was impressed.
Yeah, he really did. I was
impressed. Like when he was asking for your name, I was like,
yeah.
It was. Like he actually did his research, and you know, that's that was really good. I will include it in the show notes so you guys can check out the episode. as well,
and listen to their podcast.
Listen to it, obviously.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go into what we're watching and what we're listening to, and then that would be it.
Yeah. Me, there's nothing since school started. I'm not watching anything. So sorry I'm about that.
Modern Family.
Oh yeah, you did.
What did you say?
I haven't been watching anything. No, I don't know. I thought I did. No, I'm not. I've not watched anything. Sorry.
I started Modern Family. Sincerely, I haven't even like. I'm not really
into it.
I watch it like maybe when I want to eat or something.
Yeah.
I'm not really consistent. I can't lie. I guess that's. Oh my god! I watched this movie called Surrogate. Linda.
I guess said it was really good. I'm guessing.
I weeped, as in, I was crying. Hey, so basically, right, it's on Ruth Kadri's YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So the day before, she was like, oh, she just watched tomorrow's upload. Like, she was so emotional, she just cried and everything. I'm like, you have come again. It was so like, I was like, bro, this is scary, because it was so scary. Like, I couldn't believe how sad that movie was, it was so sad. But anywho,
so if you feel like crying, if you want to be emotional,
if you want to cry, you can watch Surrogates. Sorrow, like,
yeah,
Sorrow. Gates, Surrogates. So, I think that's all. I'm not really watching anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something that sounds so stupid. Oh, that's stupid. Maybe Leo. So basically, you know how I'm in third year. I remember one, Dutosha. She basically said, how we get third year? Because I'm doing pathology, and so that's like diseases and a bunch of stuff. So that's it. She watched this medical drama called House. So actually, I've been wanting to start it, but it just feels like I'm watching it for school, and that's so lame.
I feel you are big,
but at the same time, do you know, for some reason, I can't get into like medical dramas. I have no desire to watch them. I know, like, people, like, something like Grey's Anatomy, first of all, that's too long. But even if...
Yeah.
Like, I know I don't have to watch everything, but for some reason, I don't know, medical dramas are, like, repulsive to me. True. Just, like, why
I
do
feel I... I feel you.
I don't think I want to be honest. No, thank you. I've been trying to make myself watch it. Like, do you know the thing? Like, I feel like if I really wanted to, I would have made time for it. I just don't want to. So, we'll see if I watch it. If I watch it and I like it, I'll let people know. But for now, I don't think I would, to be honest. Yeah. Anyway... Maybe if you like medical dramas, you can watch House. I've heard it's very good, Sha, so yeah.
As for what I'm listening to, I think I'm really into gospel these days. Like, I don't think I've, as in, it has been long since I went out of my way to look for like new music that is not like,
yeah,
I can't explain it, but you get what I mean. Yeah. So, I'm listening to Kingdom Song by Minister Juicy, it's not particularly new. I'm in love by Chidinma. Holo Messaging. Yeah, that's basically it. Also, there was this like gospel. Oh, in remember that show that we're watching.
Yeah.
It has ended.
Oh, it has? Who won?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember any of the names, but
I was like, are you asking me who won? Like, shit. Like, you're ready person. And her name is Esther. Labisi Esther. She's so good. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
It's just a good like initiative. Like,
yeah,
I really, really like that as well. I listen to anything.
No.
Okay.
It's honestly like, sorry, but just like, I don't know. It's not even that serious. Like, but I don't know, it's just very all consuming. I'm sorry. It's so all consuming.
But like, you can listen to music. Like, music doesn't like.
I know. But yeah. I haven't listened to anything new. I haven't gone out of my way to do something new. Jiggins. I don't know. I haven't really. Maybe next week. I'll have something for you guys. Don't worry. Oh, you know what? No. Do you know, I'm saying it now. I have not listened to anything Goes New album for like 200 years.
That's but next week,
Grace. I will listen to it. And I call myself a fan. I'll listen to it. And I'm telling you now, so that by next week, no, I'll listen to it. I'll give you my honest opinion. Thank you. even though I'm not really a music reviewer, I don't think I know the first time I review music, but yeah. Anyway, Mena said it was good, so obviously take her word.
Take my word.
Any day, any time. So yeah. That's it too, honestly.
Yeah. We've so come to the end of the first episode of the season.
Third season. Look at us. See how far we have come.
I'm telling you, like, play
10 season. That's crazy.
Crazy.
It's so funny I'm talking about podcasts. I don't think that we actually that we've come this far. That we're actually consistent as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's do more of this. If you set your mind to it, in the words of you're gonna philosopher Mena, you're actually gonna do it. If you set your mind,
maybe serious. You want to actually do it in the first place.
Yeah, in the words of the philosopher Mena,
it's not philosopher.
If you set your mind to it, you will do it.
I'm screaming.
Period. That's the gem. What a wisdom for today. Thank you. See you people
next. Like, comment, again, like, share, like, download,
like, download,
you know,
share to your friends, share to your enemy, share to your friends, you know. Yes,
yeah,
be a good Samaritan, and yeah, all right, share this juicy muscle with others. Thank you.
See you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
We'll actually have proper talking points like before.
Yeah.
next week we're back to like full
yeah.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.